KJB 90.1 The Eagle. Good day. Welcome to Environmental Voices. Marie Rock with you today. Joining me once again is Chantel Michaud. What are we going to talk about, Chantel?
Well, I love talking about the gardening, you know, because I'm the plants lady. Uh-huh. So I kind of get stuck on the gardening all the time in the environment. And so we're going to look at our personal environment and the personal community environments and how we can kind of kosher those together and just really produce a fantastic environment for everybody.
Okay.
First, we can start off with community organizing. Community gardens increase a sense of community ownership. Mm-hmm. And I love it. I know when I first moved to the Twin Cities, I moved to Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. Everybody gardened in that area. I met everybody in our neighborhood like the first month because everybody was outside gardening. Okay. And everybody was helping with the community garden. And people were gardening their own yards and helping each other garden, mm-hmm. and exchanging seeds. And so that was fantastic for our community ownership in the community to just feel like keeping it safe, you know? And it kind of keeps out the people that aren't really keeping a really nice neighborhood.
Okay.
They don't really feel up to par with the rest of them. So they'll kind of stay back, and it keeps our neighborhood cleaner.
Okay.
Too, with the riffraff. Ah, if you can believe that.
All right.
And so our community ownership and just self-awareness of our neighborhood, okay, is an excellent thing for our gardening. And community gardens foster the development of community identity and spirit.
Okay.
And what we really want achieved within our community. You know, how do we want it to look? How do we want it to feel when people come walking down our streets? Mm-hmm. You know, what do we want? And community gardens bring people together from a wide variety of backgrounds. You know, we got the age and the race and the cultures and social classes. Mm-hmm. You just don't know. You know, if everybody's out there just picking in the garden and working away, you don't know what anybody does. You don't really care.
Right.
You know, you're out there gardening.
Right.
You're not out there splashing on what everybody's getting done in life. You know, we're trying to get away from life and garden. And community gardens offer a focal point for community organizing. And you can lead a community-based effort with yourself or myself or anybody if they just want to help out with social concerns.
Okay.
And just kind of step in there and you kind of look a lot of, I know a lot of the garden communities will also be neighborhood watch programs.
Oh,
you know, okay. So they kind of coincide and they work together.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're out there looking at everything. You're out there watching everything.
Mm-hmm.
So crime prevention, that leads us to, figure that.
Wow.
So yeah, so our gardens like just brings it all down and we just environmentally, we step by step. The garden isn't just a place to grow the vegetables and the flowers. It really does something for the environment.
Okay.
Too. And so that was with our community. And this crime prevention, community gardens provide opportunities to meet the neighbors and build city blocks and clubs and neighborhood associations because you're meeting so many people.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody's gathering together. The community gardens increases eyes on the street, you know, and so it's going to help with crime. And community gardening is recognized by many police departments as an effective community crime prevention strategy.
Okay.
And so that's excellent for the environment, in our personal environment, but also for the environment in general. People do burns, mm-hmm. arson, you know, they tip their oils, their gas, their paint, anywhere on the properties that they want. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of going to detour them from coming over to this area and dumping their sludge right on the ground where mm-hmm. it's going to go into our water and it's going to go into our things.
Okay.
You know, so it's going to kind of deter and save our environment. We're building it, but then we're also kind of keeping some people out that would destroy it.
Okay.
You know, because it's going to deter them. There might be a few of them that come in and destroy, but mostly when you start to really bring a garden into your neighborhood, it really helps out in the long run all the way around. And the cultural opportunities offers unique opportunities for new immigrants, you know, and us to learn what they make too.
Okay.
You know, and so what they come in and they're usually low income, you know, the new immigrants are low income. Mm-hmm. And so they have a lot of gardens and then they bring a lot of fresh produce and they bring a lot of fresh produce to our supermarkets and okay. to our farmers markets. And then they teach us a lot of new produce from there.
Okay.
From their gardens and cooking skills that we can learn. And produce traditional crops otherwise unavailable at the other local markets.
Okay.
You know, and so that's kind of a nice community service there and community help that we all enjoy. Intergenerational exposure to cultural traditions. So a lot of kids that wouldn't meet other children mm-hmm. from different races are all going to end up hanging out together in this community garden and learning each other's environments and helping each other with planting and looking at the soil erosion and helping with the air quality, because gardening helps with the air quality.
Okay.
And it offers an access point to non-English speaking communities. And so they can join in and they know where to go and flock to where there's other people that are, we have the Spanish coming in, there's other Spanish gardens and there's their community where they can go, you know, and feel safe and friendly. And how about the youth in gardening?
Okay.
You know, we get them out there and teach them environmentally safe ways to garden and be happy. And it kind of teaches them where our food comes from. Gardening helps them teach where the food comes from. It also helps with practical math skills, like how many seeds do we need to grow? Corn needs 3 to grow. Plant 3 seeds together, they grow.
Really?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
And then you need to space some plants 2 inches apart, 12 inches apart. Some plants are 2 feet high. Some are 8 feet high.
Wow.
So there comes our mathematical skills. And so we're kind of teaching the kids a lot of interesting things when we garden. And basic business principles, you know. We go and we purchase this, we purchase that. Maybe we need to add a little bit of soil, some natural fertilizer, you know. So they're kind of learning.
I suppose it would help to have like a master gardener to help start out a community garden. Somebody that knows what they're doing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. It does. You know, I thought I was a pretty good gardener. And and then I started reading more. And we've had some guests here at KOJB that have taught me a lot. And So, yeah, you're just always learning. You know, you're just always learning.
Right.
I think you're just always learning. You can think that you're a master even, you know. Mm-hmm. And probably they're going to learn something else new. And especially from some of the immigrants that are coming across and coming over and coming into the United States with all their teachings.
Right.
And so we're always learning new things all the time. And so, and job and life skills, you know, with the mathematical and the growing. And you're just constantly learning out there. And community gardening is healthy and inexpensive activity for youth. It's not going to cost a lot for them to come out and help with the garden. And it helps them get closer with nature and interact with each other socially, meaningfully, in a physical, productive way. And just when they're out there, they're going to learn the different soil types. They're going to learn the different water. They're going to learn the different heat elements of what plants can go in the shade, what plants can sit out in the sun, you know. And all this is just environmentally friendly. Just the huge garden is environmentally friendly no matter where you're going to put it, no matter where it's at. It's always excellent for the environment because we're going to use all natural. You know, when we have these gardens, we have a lot of food production in our communities and it provides an excellent source and a natural source. And it also provides income for some people.
Okay.
And so that's awesome because we want nature, we want natural, we want a safe environment, and we want people to be able to make money and survive.
Right.
And eat healthy and share their healthiness with us. And so urban agriculture is 3 to 5 times more productive per acre than a traditional large-scale farming.
Wow.
Yeah, that's kind of amazing. And I think it's just because we're just, if there's a lot of us producing just little micro spots, there's going to be a lot more produce. And we're kind of, you know, loving these little ones, smaller, you know, where you have the huge farmland, you can take care of them, but they're not getting as much love.
Yeah.
Because they're all over. It's really a wide range of corn. But if you only have about 5 corns, you can love those little corns pretty well. And they're going to grow pretty healthy.
Oh, yeah.
And so community gardens donate thousands of pounds of fresh produce to food pantries and involve people in the process that provide food security and alleviate hunger out there in the environment and the social structure of people. And when we garden, this is going to help the soil because when we pull our plants and we mulch and we put it all back in, that's going to really produce a lot of ingredients and healthy soil for next year again.
Okay.
And so it's really great for the earth to garden. And exposure to green space reduces stress. We talked about that a little bit sometimes when I come in and chat with you. It decreases your stress and increases a sense of wellness and belonging to your neighborhood and to your environment. And so you're going to want to keep it safe and attractive and friendly.
All right.
And then our green space and just adding beauty to the community. The rainwater filters that help keep our lakes and rivers and groundwater clean. And our community gardens restore oxygen to the air and help to reduce air pollution. And community gardens recycle huge volumes of tree trimmings, leaves, grass clippings, and other organic waste back into the soil. And community gardens also provide a place to retreat from the noise and the commotion of urban environments.
Okay.
And last, community gardens provide much needed green space in low-income neighborhoods, which typically have access to less green space. You know, like the huge apartment buildings mm-hmm. and things like that, where people are kind of stuck in cubicles, apartment buildings. You know, yeah. They don't have a lot of areas, so they can head out to the community gardens and help out. And
awesome.
Get that fresh air and that healthy living and helping out the environment, you know, because that's what we're all about.
Awesome. All right. Well, thanks, Chantel, for coming in. Certainly appreciate your expertise on gardening.
Oh, I try. I don't know if they're expertise, but they're get some ideas out there. Thank you.
All right. We're going to wrap up another edition of Environmental Voices for KLJB 90.1 The Eagle. I'm Marie Rock.